And Phyllis Bennis, what kind of legal justification, then, do you think that the Obama administration might use for this? And what kinds of options are available to him?
Well, you know, the decision to go to the Security Council that the British are doing today is, as you mentioned earlier, guaranteed to get a veto, certainly by Russia, likely by China as well, although it's conceivable China could abstain, but they're likely to veto. They may not even get 9 sufficient votes. But what's dangerous here is that the United Nations Charter, which is the fundamental component of international law governing issues of war and peace, is very, very clear on what constitutes the legal use of military force. There is no question that having used chemical weapons, whoever used it, is a huge war crime. It's a specific violation of the Chemical Weapons Treaty. It's also a war crime or potentially even a crime against humanity. The problem is we don't know yet who is responsible. The U.S. is hinting that it may use the Kosovo precedent of 1999 as a way to get around the prohibition, the absolute prohibition, on using military force unless it is immediate self-defense, which no one in Washington is claiming that the use of these horrible weapons in Syria somehow threatens the United States. So that's off the table. Or that the Security Council agrees, which we know is not going to happen. The Kosovo precedent basically said in 1999, we know we can't get support from the Security Council. Russia will veto. Therefore, we won't ask the Security Council. We'll ask the NATO High Command. So they went to NATO, and what a surprise. The NATO High Command said, yes, we approve the use of military force in Kosovo. Now, the problem is twofold. One, NATO is a military structure. It's like a hammer and a nail. If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If you're NATO, everything looks like it requires a military response. The other problem is legal. There is simply no legal justification that says that the NATO High Command or any other organization has the right to determine the legality of the use of force other than the UN Security Council. So if that is the justification, it will stand in complete violation of international law.